태어난 날 다 기억하던데 엄마가
그럼
네 명 태어난 날을 다 기억.
That's my aunt. She's almost 80 years old. She remembers the day she gave birth to her fourth daughter. I cried so much, I almost fainted, she says. I couldn't believe I had another daughter. Four daughters.
그렇지, 네 할머니가.
She says, I had to keep having children because I thought I needed a son. It's the only reason I have four kids, not because I wanted four kids. Korea, traditionally, has been a Confucian society. That meant sons inherited most of the property and carried on the family name. So in my aunt's generation, there are plenty of families with multiple daughters, then finally a son. But when ultrasound technology was introduced to Korea in the late 80s, suddenly far fewer girls were born.
너무 사람들이 저기 유산을 많이 했어. 그래가지고
So many people aborted babies back then, my aunt says. A few months in, when they could tell it was a girl, they'd get an abortion. The consequences were seen years later when their surviving sons grew up. In rural Korea, there weren't enough women to marry, so men turned to foreign mail-order brides. But fast forward 25 years, things have changed. Many new Korean parents would prefer daughters. Here's my cousin Seoyoung from the other side of the family. She was thrilled to learn she was having a girl.
남자는 키워봤자 소용이 없어요. It's really no use to have a boy.
They just grow up to leave you and take care of their wives, she says. In the past, you needed a son to carry out Buddhist rituals, to worship your ancestors. But as people are living longer, they're less concerned about being honored after death and more concerned about being cared for while alive. As it turns out, they say, daughters are better for this than sons.
Of course, me, yeah. I don't expect my brother to live close to my mom when he gets married. He always says that he's going to go somewhere else near his wife's family. So that's a new trend.
In the past, your oldest son and his wife would live with you. But that's no longer the case. Sons are moving out when they get married, and parents are burdened with buying them new homes. In contrast, women like Seoyoung are moving closer to their aging parents. Since daycare options are limited, she depends on her mom for childcare.
Now that most of the women are working and they need a support. So if they need a support, they want to get it from their mom's side versus in-laws, right?
And her parents now have an adult daughter nearby to help them out with things like hospital visits and finances, especially now since more elderly are living alone. In 2016, women have the means to do this. Girls are outperforming boys in school and getting better entry-level jobs. Laws have changed too, allowing sons and daughters to inherit equally from their parents. And now doctors aren't permitted to tell patients the gender of a child until late in the second trimester, when an abortion is much less likely. So in 2016, the ratio of boys born in South Korea compared to girls is back to normal. As for my cousin Seoyoung, she's grateful for her 2-year-old daughter and doesn't plan on having more.
I was so relieved that I don't have to have a second baby. I think I've got what I want.
Her friends with sons, though, they still talk about trying for a daughter, but worry about the prospects of having another boy.
That'll be a disaster, they said.
My elderly aunt gathers with friends at a community center. They talk about their daughters and the careers they wished they'd had. And they brag about the kids they raised, their sons and their daughters.
근데 그때는 섭섭했는데 지금은 딸들이 잘해줘서.
My aunt says, of course I was disappointed then, but now I think maybe I did a good job having those girls. My daughters, they know my heart, so I'm not lonely. But Korea can still be a hard place for women, they admit. There's the pressure to be beautiful, to get plastic surgery. Harassment is common. And women don't get promoted at work the way men do. So when it comes to grandchildren, I ask, do you have a preference for granddaughters or grandsons? Well, it turns out, many young couples are choosing to have just one kid or to be child-free. So most grandparents, they're grateful to have any grandchild at all. For The World, Heidi Shin, Seoul, South Korea.